Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In studio, last time we saw him, he had on his, his European cut suit, trying to squeeze into it like
I
me.
Was squeezing into it.
John Crispin, Big Ten Network and Westwood One, played at Penn State, played at UCLA as well. First of all, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks.
We enjoyed you so much. We extended the
invite. It's like a second
date.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I made it.
A week later.
But notice I went from the Italian suit to a freaking sweatshirt. That's what happens on my second date.
Stop trying, right?
I'm in.
Got too comfortable too quick.
That's right.
Hey, listen, All right, so first of all, you guys killed me last night.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushed me. I know Bonaventure's good. I love the mid-major story. They used to be so good back in the day. We know St. Bonaventure. But what in the world happened to UCLA?
Well, come on. Individuals got a little selfish. Aaron Holiday. I mean, I hate to call like throw kids under the bus. I think too many guys do that. It's too easy. And
but he
he's still
did it
in
10 seconds.
but he did. No. But as long as I give, if I give the disclaimer,
no
it's
offense,
okay.
But,
you know, with all due respect, right?
Yeah.
So with all due respect, Aaron Holiday, he tried to win it on his own, and I get that mindset because he's the star of that team. He's the guy coming into this matchup that everyone's talking about. So I get that mindset. So I don't fault a kid for that. Mm-hmm. The problem is they turned the basketball over 20 times, and he had 10 of them.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things where they never got into a rhythm and flow of the game, so the better team lost. And Jalen Adams from St. Bonaventure, what do you have, 8 points? And he had a big shot down the stretch, but that's a 20-point-a-game guy that couldn't get it going, and he still found a way to win.
Yeah.
That was a crazy jump shot he hit, too.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, the one you talk about, the big one. Where
big
I think
one.
It was like
it
one,
was like the only
one,
one
for
hit.
12, whatever it was.
Yeah, he was rough.
Real quick, because I know we have so many things we want to get to, but I know that before Lonzo wound up with Steve Alford and kind of saved his job, here we are. I mean, you don't even get to the real start of the tournament. What's going on with Alford? Any whispers, any innuendo? You're pretty
It's UCLA.
In. Is he out?
It's never just whispers.
You think he's out?
He could go to the Final Four, and there's still talk about replacing Steve Alford.
Why is this? It feels like every UCLA coach.
Yeah.
Lavin went through this a lot.
It's every high major coach. And part of the problem is when you hire a coach, you can't just hire the next best thing. You look at Archie Miller at Indiana. He was the next best thing as a coach.
Yep.
Does Archie Miller really... Is he the identity of Indiana University? Does his identity match or personality match the team that is Indiana basketball? No, probably not.
On the surface, probably not.
Probably
I don't know
not.
That it's a stark contrast necessarily.
Well,
but
you like the blue collar, but this is Indiana basketball. Still wants to get blue chippers.
But is this just holding on to the ideal of the past? And not evolve, you know what I mean? And evolving into basketball is now.
Yeah, well, everything's an idea. I mean, the fan base, these crazy fans, they're crazy fans, they still think that UCLA should go to the Final Four every year.
Yeah.
And if they don't, something's wrong because how could you not recruit to UCLA? Well, it's because everybody has great facilities and everybody takes care of their kids. And quite frankly, if you're getting $650 or $700 a month in additional living expenses, which is part of the NCAA's thing that no one talks about, the kids actually do get extra cash.
The stipend.
No. In addition to the stipend, cost of living increase.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you're getting $700, I'm sorry, in L.A., that covers nothing.
Yeah.
You go out a couple times. At Arizona, you're sitting there, I'm living like a king.
Especially in Arizona. You're living like a king because you got more coming, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I dropped that.
With all due respect, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But part of it is there's an idea of the program that is more rooted in the result and not in the process. And I think that is one of the biggest problems in college sports is that athletic directors' jobs are on the line when they make these hires. And I'm talking about two hires, football and basketball.
Yeah.
And they make the hire that is safe for them. It is not rooted in the process by which we want to go about getting the banner. It is rooted in, this guy can get me the banner. And that's the problem.
Mm.
And that's a problem with a company. That's why companies fail. Because they focus on, think about a mission statement that says, we want to be the biggest in sales in real estate. But the mission statement says nothing about how they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's doomed to fail.
Yeah, but Steve Alford's a good coach. It's not like they sacrificed that
doesn't
much.
Doesn't mean he is
in hiring
the perfect
him.
Guy
yeah.
for UCLA. And the perfect guy goes beyond what you see on the surface. The perfect guy has to be, how does this guy fit into UCLA?
Well, who is that perfect
That's
guy?
A great
well, who, what does he look like? If it's not Steve Alford, I think he's pretty damn good out there.
Well, part of it is you have to look at what that program is and what are you really basing your identity on if you're UCLA if it's not John Wooden?
Mm.
So why was John Wooden good? Don't just say, we want to do what John Wooden did. No, why was John Wooden good? What did he value? He was one of the most, is inclusionary a word?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, I make up a lot of words
no,
when I call games.
Yeah. That works.
He brought everyone together. And he brought everyone together with one common goal. I mean, shoot, are we talking about like politics or sports right now? Because this is something that's just missing in general because we get so focused on a result. He brought everyone together and said, this is what's important. And he brought people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, and said, come together with me. We're going to work towards this one common goal. I'm going to allow you to be you. I'm going to allow Bill Walton to be Bill Walton. So long as you're all working towards this one common goal. That is hard to find these days. That is so hard to find these days because, again, it's more about can I get a championship and less about can I spend the time to do what's right and do it the right way. So who at UCLA is going to get the opportunity to get a 10-year contract and say, I don't care if it takes 8 years, do it the right way because I want to make this program better in 20, not better in 5.
Okay. John Crispin is with us, Big Ten Network, Westwood One, Seeking Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
A couple big seeds, obviously, on the Big Ten.
By the way, I would get fired. Sorry, I would get fired if I was the athletic director. So
I like the mentality.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Sorry.
It's idealistic. It works.
Yeah, because when you reference Wooden, you're referencing a culture that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
the student-athlete's different. Yeah. The coaches are different. Yep. The boosters are different, although they still cheat. And we know Wooden had a guy as well.
He
and
did.
Don't tell us otherwise.
Sam Gilbert,
I read a lot of
come on, he
there
did.
There we go.
We all know about Sam Gilbert, right? So Michigan State, Ohio State. Can Michigan State make it all the way? I have them, and this is just from my personal thoughts. I have them going all the way through to the final, facing my Cavaliers, of course, in the finals. But Michigan State's the one team out of the Big Ten that I look at and say, real chance. They haven't had – I mean, they've had some faltering. They lost early in the tournament, but real chance to go win this thing.
Well, I think the interesting thing about the Big Ten this year is that there's actually three teams, and I'm leaving Ohio State out, and I'm sorry, Ohio State Buckeye fans, but there are three teams that legitimately have a chance to go to the Final Four.
Don't tell me on Purdue. Go ahead. I know you're going
they
to,
really,
but
they
please
really
don't.
Are, they really are if they get the right matchups, and I do actually think that they could beat a team like Villanova because of their size.
Okay, I'm
and
listening.
That does – so they are legitimately – a top five level team. So that's what we're talking about. And anyone that predicts these things, you're talking about what would the correct term be? Like basically, how many mistakes can I make and still get by?
Yeah.
The Big Ten's teams right now, they can make a lot of mistakes and still get by, right? That's the way it goes for a team like Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
They have not played well yet this year. They have played well in spurts, and when they play well, they look great. They look like the best team in the country. But they've been able to get by because they are that good. I think Purdue has been able to get by at times because they really are that good as a team. Michigan has gotten better defensively, so they're able to make numerous mistakes and still get by.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I look at some of these teams and say, all right, they're the degree of difficulty may be there, especially in that Midwest region when you look at some of the teams.
Yep.
But Michigan State is so good that they can make mistake after mistake, play 30 minutes of good basketball, and still win. So that's why I like a team like that. It's not any one specific thing, like, well, they've got a great front court and they've got depth. Dude, whoever makes the most shots and gets to play their game wins. Yeah. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Past the first round. Past the first round. At that point, look, a 1-16, you can screw half the game up and still win.
There's a big enough disparity you could coast.
Yes.
But when you get beyond that, and I'm with you. I wanted to ask you this here. John Crispin with us in studio, played at Penn State, UCLA as well. Does a lot of work on the Big Ten Network and Westwood One, so he's part of our crew here. And he's on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I heard Jay Billis. I respect Jay, even though, you know, sometimes Jay, well, a lot of times he is the smartest guy in the room. And he doesn't follow anybody on Twitter, which kind of annoys me. Like, he's got like 5 million, but he's following.
That's the one knock. That's BT's one knock.
That does
so
bother
elite.
Me. That is a little elitist here, but I've got a lot of respect for Jay. And I heard him say twice in the last couple of weeks that he believes Villanova has the best culture. And that's a very nebulous word. You obviously know college programs inside and out. Number one, do you agree with that? And what would be your working definition of a culture in college basketball?
Well, culture starts with identity. And identity is knowing who you are and continuing to do the things that support your way.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts with recruiting. So do I recruit? I mean, we talk about the one and done. Does Jay Wright go after a ton of one and done guys?
No. Almost never.
Absolutely not. And that's part of maintaining culture. Because what that says, and you talk about messaging. You know, messaging is one of the most important things. If you're trying to control a locker room, I mean, look, you've been through this, you know it. If the messaging is inconsistent, you don't believe what you're being told. You just don't. I mean, that's why the messaging there at Villanova is consistent with everything that they do, how hard they play, who they value. So it's not like, hey, we want you to play hard and be blue collar and fight, and but we're going to bring in this kid who's going to be here for a year, and he's going to get 30.
30 minutes, you mean? Or 30 points.
Hey, 30 points. You got it. Great. Yeah, but I'm saying he's going to get at least 30 minutes. Uh-huh. He's going to play regardless of whether he buys into what we really believe in value. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, you go back to John Wooden. It wasn't about the best players. It was getting them together to buy into one thing that was more important than them. And that is chemistry. That's what leads to good chemistry. So there's all those steps. There is identity, knowing who you are and doing what you do and focusing on that first and foremost. Then there is the messaging. Is our messaging consistent with what we believe? And then from that, chemistry is the byproduct. So you have a team that, yes, you can call it culture. I think culture is just one of those words that we throw out there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we got great culture. Well, what the heck does that even mean? Mm-hmm. There's so much more to
catch
it.
All.
And quite
it's
frankly,
a catch-all.
Yeah, it is. But quite frankly, it takes away from the job that Jay Wright really did.
Yeah.
Because Jay's the job great. That he did had nothing to do with basketball. It had to do with everything else. It's the psychology of the game. It's understanding individuals. It's finding a way to maximize the potential of those individuals. And that includes his coaching staff and administrative staff. And somehow he's found a way to do that.
Yeah, don't let those suits fool you. Jay's a hard scrabble Philly kid.
That's a CEO,
he's a
right
tough
there.
Guy.
That's a CEO.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the TV's going to move away from us here in a second, and they're going to.
We got the March Madness bracket breakdown coming. Oh, my buddy Brent Stover.
Yeah, Brent.
Done some baseball games with Brent. He's good.
Yeah.
That's coming up next here on CBS yep. Sports Network.
Real quick, we only have about a minute here, less than a minute here, actually. But let me ask you about culture, because you talk about that. Yeah. BT and I were talking about Lon Kruger in Oklahoma. Yeah. It feels like he just let it go.
Yeah.
And lets Trae Young do whatever he wants. And it's really to their detriment.
So there's one word that has two meanings. And I say it differently each way so you get it. He's an enabler, man. Hey, he's an enabler.
Yeah.
And I think that says it all right there. He enables his players to play, but sometimes he enables them to let loose.
Yeah.
How good is this guy?
Yeah,
this guy's good.
That makes sense.
He comes with voices.
But it's a good
sometimes
description.
Sometimes I do have to ask if it makes sense, because it makes sense up here, but that doesn't really mean much.
I got to tell you, love it. That's actually a good description of what it feels like is going on at Oklahoma.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It really is.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. By the way, 10 seconds. Who's your final four? Who do you have? Who'd you pick?
Nova, Michigan State, Michigan, and Virginia.
All right.
I was just pandering. Get out.
Good seeing you, buddy. I'm sure we'll see you again in the next week or so, hopefully here in studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.